My guest is Justin Harabi. He is the varsity baseball coach at the Medford Area Senior High School. And in the past, the Medford Raiders varsity baseball team has had the opportunity to play at Miller Park. And as I understand it, Justin, that opportunity is going to happen again this spring for the Medford Raiders. So begin with, when are you planning to play at Miller Park, and who are you expected to play?
This time around, we're going to play Wanakee at Miller Park on Tuesday, May 14th at 2 o'clock.
And tell me about the experience for the players, because it's not the, because there's the Little League Park. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking the Miller Park. So what is that experience like for the boys?
The experience is amazing. I mean, this will be the seventh time that we are able to do this. And I still, from when we did it in 2008, 2010, and the other years, I still have former players come up to me, and that's usually the one memory that they'll bring up right away and talk about how cool that was to play at Miller Park. When you get there and you see the kids' faces and just how they're looking around, walking around, and taking it all in, it's pretty cool. It's a neat experience. The kids love it.
So what kind of things do they let you do? They let you play on the field, of course, but you get access to dugouts, locker rooms, hitting cages, anything, any of the fun stuff?
Yeah, there's a few fun things. Obviously, we get to go out in the field, walk around. Can't walk on the grass, can't warm up on the grass. They're pretty particular about that, so we're warming up on the warning tracks and in the bullpen. We have full use of the bullpen, so that's pretty cool, and we can communicate on the phones from the bullpen to the dugout, so kids have a lot of fun with that during the game. Full access of the dugouts. We use the auxiliary locker room, so they use that for the racing sausages. That's where they change, the umpires, but we don't get into the Brewers or visiting clubhouse. But pretty much, you know, everything else, it's a real game-like experience for the kids.
So do they then pitch off the major league mound and everything is major league dimensions? Because high school is slightly different. Yes, dimensions slightly different than major league baseball?
No, the only dimension that's different is the outfield fence and how far away it is from home plate. So they do pitch off the mound. Everything's the same. Few less bumps on the grass infield and the outfield than what the fields that we play on, other than the turf ones. But yeah, everything's the same. The outfield's just a little bit deeper.
I can just imagine. You just got to get googly-eyed just walking around out there and looking around. And
yeah, it's pretty funny. The last time we went, which would have been our sixth time, I've never made a visit to the mound, because usually we let kids pitch an inning and you never went out there because there really wasn't much trouble. And every inning we had a new pitcher. Or last time I just took it upon myself to go out there just for the sake of going out there, because that is a pretty cool experience to be out there. And coaches get to stand in the coaches' boxes, so we're on the field as well. So, yeah, it's a pretty neat experience.
It's a longer walk than you thought, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It is. I walked really slow, too.
So tell me, how can folks help? Because in order to get this opportunity, the Raiders have to earn their way down there. So how can folk around our community help out?
Yeah, in order to play there, we need to sell $11,000 worth of Brewer tickets, which seems like a lot, and it is. $11,000 is a lot of money. But, you know, if we get a few bus trips going, we can easily get to that. And on March 30th, that's our Medford baseball bus trip, and we have a couple buses lined up, and people can buy Brewers tickets for that game. Not only can they take the bus, but if they'd rather drive down, they could take the tickets and drive down as well.
And so the tickets are available. How do they contact someone to get some tickets?
The tickets that we have are for the March 30th game against the St. Louis Cardinals. That's opening weekend. This will be the third game of the series on that Saturday at 6:10. The tickets are in the infield loge level, so it's a second level, but really, really good seats. Sections 225 and 226. Tickets are $40. The transportation, if you want to ride the bus as well, is an additional $35. You can contact me, Justin Harabi, at 715-965-7376, or you can call me at the middle school or stop in at the middle school if you have any questions about that.
Give us that number one more time.
Sure, yeah. You can call me at 715-965-7376, or you can call the Medford Area Middle School and get a hold of me as well.
Is there a deadline that you have to tickets sold and bus ready to go? What is the deadline?
Well, typically when we did this, we would have a summer trip, but this time we decided to go a little bit earlier. So we're a little tight on time here. We have about a month and a half, but the sooner the better. I would like to have, you know, a lot of this wrapped up by, you know, March 10th, somewhere in that range, or at least before we go on spring break here this year. So, yeah, we're hoping to get rid of a lot of these tickets, or most of these tickets, here in the next couple weeks.
Once again, my guest has been Medford's varsity baseball coach, Justin Harabi. Thanks so much for stopping in. Best of luck on the bus trip, and best of luck to you and the Raiders in the upcoming season.
Thank you. Thanks for your support.